been a fire at Mary Leanne House last night.
Where?
Homeless hostel on Deacon Street.
Jackie Stanton Hope. Please, call me Jackie.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Then you'll know this is my building, full of vulnerable people, exhausted and traumatised and in need of answers. The murder inquiry.
We're treating the death as suspicious, yes.
A minute ago, it was us.
Wait. Who is it? Tell me who it is.
Named Simon Peveril.
Peveril?
Convicted for the murder of...
Cody Stafford, 1998. What have they got on trainer, man?
Furry Arctic Karuma trainers. They use a small metal stud on the heel of the right shoe for the limited edition. We recovered one from debris near the doorway.
Yes! Puts him at the scene. It makes him our most wanted.
What the hell are Phil Dixon and Jackie Stanton Hope doing together? There is one thing that connects them. The murder of Simon Peveril.
Hello, Sarah. It's me, Neil. It's been a long time.
20 years. What are you doing here, Neil?
Could I come in?
I've just got up. I've got to get ready to go to work soon.
Jackie asked me to come.
Jackie?
Yes. Can I come in?
Come on. It's a bit of a state. It's temporary till they find me another place. Haven't had a chance to get much in, but there's empty bags in the top cupboard if you don't mind it back. Where did I put my...
On top of your head.
Huh?
Your glasses, they're on top of your head, Sarah.
There you are. You look old. You look different. You've got silver hair.
Yeah.
What about me? Would you have recognised me if I'd have passed you on the street?
No. You look different, but then we all do. But then you got that hat on. I'm sure if I saw your hair, I'd recognise you. Same face, same eyes. Sarah.
Yeah, the hair. I don't have it anymore. Lost it. Well, most of it, anyway. Alopecia.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's unfortunate.
Jackie didn't pre-warn you then?
No. Sarah...
I've got a few wispy strands left, but... recently, even they seem to be deserting me. What are you doing here, Neil?
Jackie sent me.
You said?
She asked me to take you away from here.
Take me away?
It's very important. We haven't got much time.
I can't go anywhere. I've got duties to perform at the foundation.
Jackie thinks it's for
the
best.
I'm very much relied on, especially now with Jackie having stepped down.
Sarah, listen to me very carefully. This is more important.
Morning.
Ah, Mike. Just the person. You wouldn't know who's been helping themselves to my Manuka honey, would you? See, that was a full jar at the start of the week. Now look at it.
There's honey in the top cupboard, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't want that. That's crap stuff. No bee would touch that. I'm on about my Manuka honey.
What's the difference?
About 12 quid a jar.
For honey?
Yeah.
Talk about being stung. I don't know why you bother. That stuff tastes exactly the same as the usual gear.
So you admit it then? You have been at my Manuka DI tanner?
I want a solicitor. I don't remember you reading me my rights. This interview is entirely inadmissible. Oh, sorry, boss.
Morning.
Morning.
You might make a passable detective, but you make a hopeless criminal, D.I. Tanner.
Morning.
Morning, boss. Sorry about that. You had any breakfast? You want some toast?
Yeah, go on then. Thanks. Is there any more of that Manuka knocking about?
So, tell me, Neil, where you've been these past 20 years.
I've been around.
You stayed in Manchester all this time?
Yeah.
I gather you're a solicitor, is that right?
That's right.
Are you married? Family?
No.
What did Jackie tell you when you spoke to her about me?
About you?
Just that it'd be wise if you weren't around for a while.
How long's a while?
Till things die down.
And when does she think that'll be?
I don't know. When all this attention dies down?
Will it die down?
Well, we should hope so.
When did you speak to Jackie?
Last night.
You seem to be speaking to one another quite regularly now. I gather Jackie had you helping her out with a legal matter for a client the other week?
That's right. For the witness protection case, yeah. I saw her briefly, but aside from that, I haven't seen her for 20-odd years.
The police showed me a security camera still from after the fire. I recognised you straight away. I was alarmed until Jackie explained why you were at the hostel.
No, because I had to get a lot of...
Morning.
Right, we're picking up from where we left off yesterday. Unless someone wants to share some breakthrough I'm unaware of. D.I. Tanner?
Boss.
First item of business. How are we doing in our efforts to ID Trainer Man? Has everybody got a copy of the still from the CCTV on Chaplin Way?
Yeah.
The night Simon Peveril was killed. Mm-hmm. This guy is a 91.7% match to the individual in the pictures from 20 years ago.
I wondered if a more appropriate name for him might be Midlife Crisis Man, boss, based on the grey hair and the ridiculously expensive trainers.
Very helpful, Kerry. Thank you.
Drawing a blank so far, boss.
OK. So side profile at least, and we can make out the grey hair despite its graininess. If you knew this person, you'd probably recognise him from this capture, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
Good. So now it's just a matter of showing this to someone who knows him. Kerry, can I leave you and Sean to circulate it?
Boss.
We're keen to focus on finding a connection between Philip Dixon and Jackie Stanton Hope. We know they met yesterday, we don't know why, but think there's a reason to be suspicious. There's definitely something in it. Tanner, I want you on this.
Boss.
Can't we just pull Jackie Stanton Hope in? Shake the tree and see what tumbles?
I don't think the right way is to go heavy-handed with her. She's smart. Let's let her think she's smarter than us. How are we doing with the hostel warden, Sarah Martindale? We talked about revisiting her. Showing her the pictures again. See if she's seen anyone since who bears a resemblance to Trainer Man.
I spoke to the staff at Stanton Hope Foundation last night. She's working at another hostel. I've got the address. She should be on site this morning from 8.
All right, let's go and speak to her.
Hello, can I help you?
Morning. DCI Stone, DS Kelly, to see Sarah Martindale.
Morning, John.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Jackie. Stanton Hope.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. You stepped down from the foundation.
That's right. Just one second, let me come down to you.
Am I going mad? What's she still doing here?
She's a control freak. You don't expect her to give it up that easy, do you?
That's better. Morning.
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 We're confused. What exactly are you doing here, Jackie?
I'm having to oversee things to make the transition for the new head of the foundation as smooth as possible. The homeless problem hasn't gone away. We're needed more than ever right now, but today I'm just covering for Sarah.
Sarah Martindale?
That's right.
I spoke to one of your former colleagues yesterday and was told Sarah would be in from 8 this morning. That's not the case?
No. I'm afraid not. Can I help you with something?
We need to speak specifically with her with regards to identifying this man. Taken from CCTV from Chaplin Way behind Marilyn House at the time of the fire. Grey-haired, around 6 foot, late 30s, early 40s. Do you recognise him?
I don't recall anyone like this.
When is Sarah due in? Later or...?
She's off today. Likely to be off for some time, actually. She's dealing with some family issues.
Family issues.
Her mother. She's got a terminal prognosis. It's been very difficult for Sarah trying to be in two places at once, so we've given her as long as she needs.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have a number we can reach her on?
I'm afraid I won't be able to share that with you. We never supply personal information without a legal obligation.
A warrant?
Yes.
For a phone number?
I'm afraid so.
I appreciate you wanting to protect Sarah's privacy, but this is a murder investigation. It's important we talk to her.
Indeed. Nevertheless, we're an organisation that prides itself on confidentiality and privacy, and that means we don't hand out anyone's personal details without an appropriate court order.
Right. Well, thank you for your help, Jackie. If you wouldn't mind passing on a message from us, asking Sarah to get in touch on this number, on this card. We'd appreciate it.
Of course. Nice to see you both.
She's a piece of work. I'm beginning to think Tanner was right about her. She's been deposed from her job at the top, and there she is still doing the Mother Teresa act, helping out, working for free.
I don't buy it. She's working some angle. Probably embezzling stationery.
Every lane's at standstill.
Must be a crash or something. Maybe a lorry shed its load further up.
So, what was it? The legal services Jackie needed you for?
It's a client at the foundation.
Who?
I really can't divulge any details, Sarah. Client solicitor privilege, you understand?
Right. Was it Raheem Benson? It was, wasn't it? Raheem Benson.
Well, I really shouldn't say. But, yes, it was Raheem. But I can't say any more. And I hope I can trust you to keep it to yourself. Yeah?
Can we pull in at these services?
What for?
Get a coffee?
We'll be on the move again soon. We'll get one when we get there, yeah?
We're going to be forever in this traffic.
We should keep going.
But we're not going anywhere at the moment. Well, look at it. This lot's not shifting anytime soon.
It'll set us back. Might as well just get through it.
It's not like we have to be there at a particular time, is it? I need the loo. Neil.
Yes, I heard you.
So, I need the loo.
Well, can't you just hold it?
How? How am I supposed to do that? We'll be stuck in this traffic at least another half hour. Neil, services right here. Neil!
Right. Fine. Fine.
Council accommodated a number of the Stanton Hope Foundation people in this block after the fire.
Try again.
Uh-oh. Smell that?
Seriously, who smokes weed at this time in the morning?
I think the official police line is supposed to be people shouldn't be smoking weed at any time, DCI Stone. Where's it coming from?
Wild guess, but I say the balcony with the Jamaican Bob Marley flag. Might possibly be something to do with that Trustafarian with the massive spliff hanging out of his gob.
Trustafarian?
Yeah, you know, dreadlocked white guy with a trust fund and a fake Jamaican patter.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yes, lady?
Do you happen to know Sarah Martindale by any chance?
Who?
Lady from the Hope Hostel. She's meant to be staying here.
She the mousy little woman always wear a bobble hat?
Yeah, that's her.
Don't think you'll find her there.
No, where's that then?
I seen her going out bright and early this morning with someone. And not seen her coming back.
Don't suppose you know the person she was with, do you?
Nah, some fella.
About 40 years old?
Yeah, I'd see.
Was he a tall man?
Hard to say from up here, you know, but yeah, maybe. Taller than her, anyways. Had grey hair.
What time was this?
Round 6 this morning.
You were up early.
Nah, man. I was up late.
Did you see where they went?
Left in my guy's car. Grey hair was driving. Black team. Porsche.
Don't suppose you caught the registration.
What do you think I'm looking like? Undercover Babylon?
Porsche, eh? Sounds like midlife crisis man is about right.
Why would she leave with him? She's seen the CCTV. She'd recognise him from that. Why would she then go with this strange man to his car?
Is Forster under duress?
Bob Marley back there didn't mention anything like that. She knows he's a suspect. She got in the car with him. She must know him. This is how she recognised he was the same man in the other footage.
So she's protecting him?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Is she in danger or in cahoots? Just because she knows him, I don't think we can assume she's not in danger. She's the only person we know who can ID him. We need to find her.
Boss?
Mike. Put what you're doing on hold. Get an APB out on Sarah Martindale, will you? Warden at the Stanton Hope Foundation. which will also be a registered address. Need vehicles registered to her on the ANPR list. Also want an access order on her bank accounts and alerts on all her cards. Can you sort that for us?
Aye, boss.
LA 12 units, please be advised. Ops requested from female IC1, 5'6", late 30s, early 40s. Name is Sarah Martindale, wears glasses and a bubble hat. Suffers from alopecia, photo to follow. Will be possibly travelling with male IC1, late 30s, early 40s, with grey hair. Pair seen together in a black Porsche, no model or registered to report. Instructions are to stop and detain.
Happy? Can we get back on the road now?
I will be once I've grabbed a coffee.
But can't we just get going, Sarah? We should really...
Do you want anything?
Look, we should really just...
Good morning. What can I get you?
I'd like a cafe latte and a...
Nothing.
Just a latte.
OK. Are you staying in or is it to take away?
Take away.
We're going to stay in.
OK. Well, that'll just be £3.95, please. Oh, if you want to pop your card in the machine...
It's all right. I'll get it.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. I've got it.
No, really. Put your card away. I've got this. Here.
Thank you, Neil.
Stop saying my name. We're supposed to be low profile.
Why are you so edgy? I mean, is that why the cap and glasses? Who are you thinking might recognise you in?
Pays to be cautious.
That's £16, 5 change and 1 cafe latte coming up.
Thank you very much. Wait here. I'm just going to go and use the toilet.
Can I interest you in any croissants or pastries today?
Okay. In light of recent information, we're making Sarah Martindale a high-risk missing person. Mike, talk us through a potted history.
Sarah Louise Martindale, born 17th of April 1980. The only child of Edward and Janet Martindale, both school teachers, both deceased, 1994 and 1998 respectively. Attended Acacius Primary, then Otterburn Comp. Did 1 year reading medicine at Cambridge before dropping out in 1998. Has been an employee of the Stanton Hope Foundation since 2006, which is to say since its inception, which suggests she may have been an acquaintance of Jackie Stanton Hope's prior to this.
Jackie Stanton Hope went to Otterburn Comp too when the family came down from Newcastle.
OK, safe to assume then.
No previous full-time employment history, bar a Saturday job at M&S when she was 16 to 18. She's single, never been married, has no kids, owns no car, no driving licence, and is not a homeowner.
Convictions? Warrants, CCJs?
No convictions, no warrants or CCJs, and no known associates, listed family or next of kin.
Boss?
D.I. Tanner?
Jackie Stanton Hope told us that Sarah was taking time off to look after a sick mother.
Yeah, you'd think someone who's known Sarah Martindale since secondary school would know that her parents had died.
That is fantastic news, thank you. Got a hit. How many coffee, debit card registered to Sarah Martindale was used 40 minutes ago at concession at Delamere Services on the M56.
OK, Mike, get down there, see what you can find out.
On it, boss.
Now, if they've come from the city centre here to here, where are they making for?
Holyhead, North Wales.
Get in touch with the ferry terminal. Make sure they've got their eyes peeled.
We mostly look after men, mostly ex-offenders, almost always mental health issues. Found themselves on the streets with no options.
All right.
But of course you'll know all this. You were helping out Jackie with Raheem the other week. That's why you were at the hostel, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah, of course.
I suppose you heard who turned up at the hostel and ended up burnt to death. I imagine Simon Peveril would have suffered with his mental health. How could he not? 20 years in jail for something he didn't
maybe,
even do.
Maybe just stop talking so much.
Mel Stafford, Cody's sister, came by asking a load of questions.
I told you, I don't want to hear about it.
She seems to think she knows something.
For God's sake, you really are as clueless as ever, aren't you? Just stop talking about it, will you?
Why? What's up? Is it making you uncomfortable? Strange, that you appear at the hostel around the same time as Simon Peveril getting killed, Neil. Don't you think?
Jackie already explained. I was helping one of your clients, that Raheem. What's that?
A muffin.
Where did you get it?
The coffee place.
How did you pay for it?
Card, why?
You always did lack common sense. A card. I would assume you'd somehow evolved by now, but you haven't, have you?
Why shouldn't I use a card, Neil?
Jackie's bloody shadow. I don't know how she's put up with you all these
years. I asked you why I shouldn't use a card.
Because it's traceable. If they can trace you, then they can trace me.
It's Tanner, boss.
Boss, we've got a preliminary assembly of the CCTV online now. Can you see me?
Hang on, we haven't got a picture yet.
All right, we see you now.
Can you see the screen? Front and centre here is Sarah Martindale at 10:42 a.m. entering services with a tall, unidentified male. From the other camera, that's him on the left with a cap and glasses on.
Certainly doesn't want to be seen.
Avoiding the cameras, head down throughout. What do we reckon, boss? I should warn you now, I doubt we've got a friend good enough for facial recognition. They're running a system from the Dark Ages here. We haven't been able to get the car park footage up yet.
Go on, Mike. Make my week. Tell me he's buying something with a card while he's there.
I wish I could, boss. Like you say, he's wary. Pays cash. Keeps his head down, walks Sarah Martindale to the toilet, waits for her outside, then he escorts her to the coffee shop. Only time he drops his guard is when he takes his eyes off her to visit the gent.
And that's when she uses the debit card.
That's when she uses the card. Then he's straight back, again head down, walking her to the car.
I'm not getting the vibe she's under duress, are you?
It doesn't mean she's not in danger. Maybe she just doesn't realise yet.
OK, they've got the footage up of the car park. There's Sarah and the man coming out the front, crossing the car park all the way over to the far end, parked under some trees.
He's got grey hair, you can see it at the back.
That's our grey-haired man from the night of the fire. Bet the farm on it. Who are you then, pal? Come on, give us a registration.
Car's moving off. Looks like we have a black Porsche Carrera registration, ML16. No, busted. Hold on, ML16ZBY.
Well done, Mike. All right. Get onto traffic, see if ANPR has logged them heading either direction. Sue, get that reg added to the bulletin.
Beautiful scenery, isn't it? I'm always struck by the colours. Do you want a mint? Sarah, do you want a mint?
No, I don't want a bloody mint. I don't want to go to Wales and I don't want a bloody mint. I don't want to be in this bloody car with you.
Well, we'll be there soon. Then we can get out of one another's hair.
They said my hair loss was stress-related. They put it down to losing my parents, you know. But I'm a different. It's not stress-related. It's guilt. Guilt-related, isn't it? Stress you can deal with, get some respite from, do some yoga, take a walk, learn to breathe, but guilt... That's a different animal. Guilt follows you around everywhere. There's no escape from guilt. That's relentless, isn't it, Neil? My hair still grows in patches, but it's ugly. So I've been wearing this bubble hat for over 10 years now. Never realised how pretty I was when I was younger. I see photos now. These are our burdens to carry, right? Some slight serving of karma for what happened. Do you believe in that, karma?
I try not to.
You look tired to me, Neil. Do you sleep okay? Or are you kept awake by things? Memories?
Shut up.
Why? You were all for telling me home truths. Don't tell me you're too thin-skinned to direct your amazing powers of perception back at yourself. Eh? Or is it more that you're afraid?
Keep your mouth shut.
Why?
Just be quiet, please.
What, Neil? What? What are you going to do?
Just please.
Oh, what?
Don't.
Neil, I regret it. I've got so many regrets, Neil. Another one really isn't going to make much difference.
Tanner.
Boss, the black Porsche we're after is registered to a Christine Fitzhugh.
Is it reported stolen?
No.
OK, go and speak to the owner and report back.
Why didn't Jackie call me herself, Neil? Why'd she ask you to take me to the cottage? Why not tell me to get on a train?
She wanted someone she could trust.
Trust? To do what, exactly? What happened to Simon Peveril, Neil?
How should I know?
What were you doing at the hostel? I saw the picture of you from the security camera.
What is this? I mean, you try and help people out. I went to the hostel to help someone out, like Jackie asked me to.
Raheem Benson?
Yeah, exactly. And the next thing you got people implying...
Implying what, Neil?
Well, that's just it, isn't it? I'm not even sure what you're implying. I mean, you try and help people out, and next thing you got people implying...
That you're lying?
Well, yeah.
I'm not implying it. I know you're lying, Neil. We don't have anyone called Raheem Benson. There was no advising of service use and no witness protection, was there? You were there because Simon Peveril was there.
You stupid man. This whole bloody mess is more your fault than anyone's. What are you doing? What are
you doing? Stupid. No.
Jackie?
Have you arrived there yet?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
It's not going too great at the moment.
What's happened, Neil?
Sarah. She's certifiable. She just leapt out of the car at 40 miles an hour.
Where is she?
She just ran into this bloody great forest that we were driving through.
Why, Neil? Why would she do that?
She knows about Simon. She's talking crazy. I don't think you can reason with her, Jackie. She might tell someone.
Where is she now?
She's off in these woods. She bought a muffin.
What?
A muffin. A bastard muffin. She bought one at the motorway services.
Why are you telling me that?
Well, she used her card. They'll know. They can track her, the police.
Neil, you need to get a grip and take charge of the situation.
Well, I'm following her.
Well, can you see her?
No.
How has this gone so spectacularly wrong again, Neil?
I don't... Sarah! Sarah, come back! I've got Jackie on the phone. She wants to speak with you. I don't know what to do.
Go after her, Neil.
But I am. You can't see it. It's really dense woodland. It goes on for miles. We've been driving through it for ages.
Neil, now you listen to me. You need to go in after her and find her. Sarah cannot end up being found by some policeman. Do you understand me?
Yes. Sarah! 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 Stupid cow! Where are you? Come back here!
You are Mrs. Christine Fitzhugh?
Yes.
I'm D.I. Tanner. You're the owner of a Porsche Carrera ML16ZBY.
Yes.
I notice it isn't in the driveway. Does someone else have access to it? Your husband, perhaps?
My husband. He's at a conference in London.
London?
What's happened?
He's taken the car to London.
No, he parked the car at Stockport train station this morning.
What time was this?
Well, he took the 6:03 to Euston. He parked it in the car park. Is he all right?
Do you mind if I come in? I don't want to alarm you, but we've had a report of an incident involving your vehicle.
In the station car park?
Well, no, actually, towards North Wales.
Wales? That's impossible. What's happened?
I'm not at liberty to discuss the details right now, but I would like to speak with your husband. Have you spoken to him recently?
Not since he left this morning.
I see. Would you be able to contact him for me?
I doubt he'll have his phone on. He's in a conference. If the car's been seen in Wales, it must have been stolen. Either that or someone's using cloned plates. I've heard about that. It happened to the Inslees on the next road with his, Range Rover.
I'll radio in and get a patrol to take a look. Could you put down your husband's number for me?
Of course. Oh, my hand's shaking.
Yeah, dispatch, come in.
Go ahead, over.
Yeah, have you got someone free to take a look at the car park at Stockport train station for me? I'm looking for a black Porsche Carrera, Mike Lima 16, Zulu Bravo Yankee. Possible stolen vehicle, so I'll need them to liaise with the on-site security for CCTV access. Over.
Stand by, over.
It's me. The police are here. They think the car might have been stolen. Give me a ring back when you get this, would you? They want to know where you left it at the station.
No joy?
Straight to voicemail.
Not to worry. Is there another way of contacting him?
Oh, I'll try his secretary. She'll know.
I just need to make a call to the station. Do you mind if I pop into the other room to do that?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Hello?
Sue, it's me. I'm at the car owner's house. Says her husband's at a conference in London. Left the car at the train station car park.
him.
Oh God, oh God, oh God,
oh God. Sarah! Sarah! Come on now! We don't have to be like this, do we? We're all friends after all. I think we just got our wires crossed, don't you think? Sarah! Sarah!
Just got off the phone to Tanner. He's with the Porsche's owner. Says she's convinced the car must have been stolen as the husband's apparently at a conference in London. Left the car at Stockport Station early this morning.
We can't ignore it.
I've got a patrol going down there to take a look at CCTV.
This case pricks something in the pit of my gut. This is about more than Simon Beverell's death.
What is it then?
I don't know yet. I can tell you what it's not. It's not someone from jail, some spurned lover or some con score settling. This is about control. Sarah Martindale wasn't coerced in the footage we saw. This is about controlling a situation. Damage limitation. Someone wanted Simon Peveril's own investigation dropped, so they end his life. We go looking for Sarah Martindale. Someone takes her away from us. We need to want the truth more than they want to conceal it.
You think Sarah Martindale is in danger?
Gut feeling? Yes, I do. Is Tanner still at the house?
Yeah.
Get him back on.
I think he was going to try and locate a recent photo of the husband. Mike? I'm with the DCI. You still at the car owner's home?
The wife's still trying to reach the husband.
Tanner, can you not find a picture of the family on the walls?
I'm looking. But every picture, he's not in it. He's the dad, he'll be taking it.
Yeah, or he's hiding. Find another. What room are you in? Can you get into the kitchen?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm in the kitchen.
Anything?
Yeah, no. A couple of framed pictures on the side. The daughter getting a medal for cycling. The daughter and wife.
You're going to have to look deeper, Mike. This is someone with something to hide. Take a look at the fridge.
Fridge, got it.
There are a pile of stuff pinned to it.
There is.
Have a look through it. There's got to be a picture of him. You're going to find it buried under it all. Last year's calendar, all that crap. That's where you're going to find a picture of him, hiding.
Anything?
School letters, postcards, some sort of certificate. Wait.
Mike, what is it? Have you found something, Mike?
Passport photo. Hidden away. Right at the back.
He's got grey hair, hasn't he? It's him, isn't it?
Mrs. Fitzhugh, is this photo your husband?
Where did you find that?
Your husband's name, please. His full name, please.
Why?
His name.
Sarah! Where are you? Don't be silly. Come on out. Let's talk about this. Jackie's waiting for us. She's at the cottage. Sarah! Oh. Get! Sarah! Where are you, Sarah? Sarah! Sarah!
Everyone, listen up. We have a name.
Neil Geoffrey Andrew Fitzhugh. Here he is on his driving licence. IC1, 6'3", 40 years of age. APB to broadcast reads he is to be approached with extreme caution. Fitzhugh is the prime suspect in the murder of Simon Peveril and the possible abduction of the high-risk Miss Purr, Sarah Martindale. He should be considered to be possibly armed and very likely dangerous.
Stop it, Sarah! You're only making it harder!
Come on, come on.
Neil, it's me. The police are here. They think the car might have been stolen. Give me a ring back, would you? They want to know where you left it at the station car park.
Oh, God.
Neil Fitzhugh is married with one daughter, Evie. He's a solicitor, partner at Dewberry Willett and Fitzhugh Solicitors. He has no criminal record, 0 points on his driving licence, no claims on his insurance, car or household. What he does have is a grey hair and a striking resemblance to our trainer man, who we're seeking in connection with the fire at Marilyn House, which killed Simon Peverell. At around 6 this morning, Fitzhugh is understood to have picked up Sarah Martindale, the night warden of Marilyn House, at the time of Simon's murder. We believe Sarah Martindale's disappearance to be connected to our planned interview with her about the CCTV footage and the trainer man. It's not known where either of these people presently are.
Are we saying they're in it together?
No, not necessarily.
I saw the CCTV of them together at the services. Where's the evidence she was under duress? Nothing there to suggest she was with him against her will.
Doesn't always have to be as obvious as someone holding a gun to someone, Mike.
Perhaps she doesn't know she's in danger.
It's possible she's a witness and he wants her out the way.
Work backwards. Try and find a connection between the two of them. Right, mobile data?
She's left her phone, according to records. It's still in the flat. Again, supporting the idea that she was kidnapped and or left in a hurry. His mobile has gone dead. We know that he picked up a message from his wife, so it's likely he knows we're onto him. Hello?
We've just received the triangulating data from Neil Fitzhugh's phone provider.
Thank you. Boss, Welsh police have just located the car. It's parked by a river in North Wales that's a well-known suicide spot. Oh, they're searching the banks and downstream for a body.
These are his movements. This here is Fitzhugh's home. This is him on the move at 5:47 this morning. He arrives in the vicinity of Sarah Martindale's temporary accommodation on Jackson Street here at 6:12. He's here for under 10 minutes and he's on the move again. South Parkway, 6:47, M56, 6:58 and so on. Consistent, straight down to the services at Delamere, where we know he refuelled, paying cash, and Sarah Martindale used a debit card. Then back on the 56, cross-country into North Wales, no more stops until here, Benwyn Forest National Park. 624 acres of dense, prehistoric woodland. This is where the signal intermittently drops. See how it disappears? Then appears again.
In the woodland?
In the woodland.
How long does he spend here?
This is the thing, boss. It's almost 4 hours later when his signal is picked up along from the forest.
And that's when he checks his voicemail?
Yep, then nothing. Signal vanishes. It's untraceable since.
Right. Let's run scenarios. One, he's aware we're onto him and has abandoned the vehicle at the suicide spot in the hope we'll be thrown off the scent. Two,
he's killed Sarah Martindale, buried her in those woods and taken his own life.
Until it's confirmed, we continue as was. Get onto North Wales, request a search of this forest. Make sure they're taking cadaver dogs.
Yeah, boss. Okay, boss, we're on it.
Everything all right?
No. Alice told Kat she's staying at a friend's house. Kat just called by to drop off a toothbrush. Guess what?
Parents know nothing about it.
Nothing.
Standard teenage behaviour, I'm afraid. She'll be all right.
I need to call Kat.
Boss, Chief McCaffrey's asked that you go and see him in his office.
You wanted to see me, Chief?
Yes, John, come in. I know you're busy, so I won't waste time. The search team, North Wales. I've had to overrule your request, I'm afraid.
Sir?
John, you've requested another police force mount a search team with dogs to cover 8 square miles of dense forest. You're not some wet-behind-the-ears kid out of the academy, John. You know the score. We don't have the resources to pay for that, neither do they. Beyond that, there's a discernible lack of evidence.
Sir, with respect...
You've got a POI picking someone up and giving them a lift to North Wales. That is not the grounds to launch a manhunt. She's not even been reported missing.
I have not jumped the gun here, sir. Just look at the forensics. He's our number one suspect and he's got our sole witness. We're talking about the potential kidnap and murder of a witness who's possibly endangered because of our plans to interview her this morning.
Potentialities aren't any use to us. We work in facts, you know this.
You don't know this Fitzhugh is your trainer man, just like you don't know Sarah Martindale is in danger. The APBs can remain in place, but as for ordering any search parties, helicopters, submarines, or a Red Arrows fly past, forget it. Bring me something tangible that supports foul play and I'll consider it. Otherwise, it's someone who's bunked off work for a day out to land up now.
The shutters keep coming down in this investigation.
Yes?
I can't help but feel it's something to do with Jackie Stantonhope's friends in high places.
Jackie Stantonhope might be a divisive figure. She might be driven by ego. But when the cuts tore into our budget to protect the citizens of this city, it was Jackie Stantonhope's charity that plugged the gap in assisting parolees. And as a result, reoffending went from 65 to 42%. That's a significant burden lifted, DCI. So whatever your thoughts are on Jackie Stantonhope, keep them to yourself. I don't care. The indisputable evidence is that she provided a service we depended on to do our jobs the best we could. She stood down. Leave it at that.
Sir.
Now, I make it 23:25, which means the detectives in your instant room are due to clock overtime if they aren't relieved of duty in the next 5 minutes. Get them sent home, John, and come up with a better plan of action for tomorrow.
Sir.
Good night.
Sue, Tanner.
Mike's drawn a blank with the Jackie Stantonhope, Philip Dixon connection.
Spoke to fraud. No obvious financial connection, I'm afraid, boss. I'll continue surveillance on Dixon tomorrow.
The one thing that connects Jackie Stantonhope and Dixon is Simon Peverell. That can't be insignificant. It has to be the key to this.
Yeah.
Oh, and McCaffrey's standing down the search party. North Wales will send out a unit to check the area at daybreak.
One unit? Needle in a haystack?
Well, what do you want me to do, Mike?
All right. It's been a long day for all of us. Shall we call it a night, boss?
Yes. Send them all home. Tell them to be back in for 8.
Wittignol!
Wittignol! You need help? You're lucky I didn't run right over you.
Something happened.
You've broken down.
You can't stand here in the middle of the road on a night like this.
My name is Sarah Martindale. Someone is trying to kill me.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Jackie Stantonhope was played by Jill Halfpenny, Sarah Martindale by Christine Bottomley, and Neil by Graham Hawley. McCaffrey was played by Conrad Nelson, and Christine by Emily Piton. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Alex Ganley, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Gary Brown.